just want you to know that you are all welcome. Well, today's meeting is about consideration and adoption of the amendments to the 2017 Adjustment Appropriation Bill. Adjustments Appropriation Report and the MTBPS Report. I again wish to thank all of you for your full participation during the intense process in considering these legislative proposals. Thank you for availing yourself, and thank you for your input during these processes. We're now on the last leg of this work. So I'm looking forward to a meaningful engagement as we round up this process in terms of the budget cycle. And I also believe that God's wisdom is with us. Thank you. Right, shall we then get the apologies?
Good morning. We received one apology from Mr. McLaughlin. Thank you.
An apology from Mr. McLaughlin and Zandi. She's not well. Okay. Honourable members, do you accept the apologies?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. We will then proceed with consideration of amendments to the 2017 Adjustments Appropriation Bill. I just want to check if you all have got the copies that we will need for this for consideration of the amendments. I'm talking about the original Adjustment Appropriation Bill and the Adjustments Appropriation Bill by Minister of Finance, and the other one is by the Minister of Finance. And then, yeah, do we have both appropriation bills? Three. Okay. Check on your documents. There's an A bill, and there's also a B bill. Plus the original bill. Where's the original bill here? Ma? All right. Let me then explain what I need, so that let's start and finish with this one. All right. You know what? For progress. May I please request that maybe you swap seats with the Honourable Member Manana?
Over here.
Mm-mm. No, I said there. Okay. No, that's fine. Thank you for understanding. Honorable Member Manana's scarf there. Thank you very much. Okay. So this one is there. Yeah. Okay. I just want to check if you all have the original Adjustment Appropriation Bill. Check in your documents. These were circulated in this meeting. Do you all have? So that we can pass on the next on the next field. Do you all have? Do you all have? You see, the sooner you respond, the better, so that we can then start. That's where I'm sure we can then move slowly, so that we are careful, we tread carefully, and make sure we don't make mistakes. But on just on do you have the original bill? Yes?
Yes.
Yes. And then that one is the A bill. And then?
That's original.
The original. And then? This one?
Then there's the A bill, the thin one, the two pages.
This one?
That's the A bill and then the B bill.
Okay. The A bill is the thin document. And this one is the B bill.
Yeah.
Do you have?
Yep.
Yes. The A is the A bill is the thin one, and then we have the thicker one, which is the B bill after the original bill. So we all have.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you very much. All right. Your hand was up, Honourable Member Mainier.
Thank you, Chairperson. I understand that this is the first opportunity for this committee to consider amendments to the Adjustment Appropriation Bill, and we'd like to introduce proposals for 58 amendments to the bill. I will be happy to pass a copy of the document to you, and if you just give me an opportunity to make the proposal. Despite the fact that the proposal includes 58 technical amendments, I could put the proposal, I think, in a fairly succinct order. It wouldn't take too long.
Mm. But you see, Honourable Member, we really appreciate when people take initiatives. But you can't work in... can't work in silo. Silos. Even if it's silos. You can't work in silos. Ne? We were here in this meeting, in the last meeting, where we also received proposals for amendments. To that effect, we also, before receiving those proposals to the meeting, we also read a motion of desirability to adopt those proposals as a committee, not as an individual, as a committee. Immediately that suggests that we are supposed to work as a collective. I know you are a member of this committee, but you can't work alone. So you are supposed to bring this information earlier on for consideration. When we did the motion of desirability to amend, to adopt the amendments that were put before the committee. Now you come on the tail end when other processes have already passed. That's where my first challenge is. We already done, and then today we see this for the first time. And as we are about to adopt the report, and to circulate it, now you table your 57 amendments, proposals for amendments. I'm trying to look at the fairness on the members, because that thing cannot be done like this. It's a procedural matter that I'm raising. Honourable Member Shopestole, Honourable Member Snokwanyane.
I'm looking at the document, the BA document. That Honourable Manira tabled. And I thought in this committee, over the last few years, we have actually raised the concern that people cannot come as a party. People come here as members of this committee. And to me, when I see a document in front of me, it means I'm being workshopped in it. A DA workshop, and I'm not prepared for that.
Okay. Honourable Member Snokwanyane?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. I do want to add my voice to that, that you know, I think the concern that I have is that the DA is making this a pattern. Every time they have this amendment, they will bring it at the 11th hour. They have met, they have caucused, they have agreed, they have compiled the document, and they expect us to just swallow that. And I think it's something that we've raised in the past. Whether it's good things or bad things that you have in the document, because I haven't read it, but I want to talk in terms of principle. Why is it that you always want to come and push these things down our throats? Because that's precisely what you're doing, and you continue to do it. And in the past, we have actually rejected this on those basis that you can't expect to have prepared yourself and then come and push things down our throats, and we must just accept, because that is not acceptable.
Okay, your hand was up.
Thank you, Chair, for giving me an opportunity to respond. First, to your argument, I understand that the committee dealt with amendments yesterday, but those amendments were not proposed by the committee or members of the committee. They were proposed by the minister. That's the first point. If we look at the agenda today, there are in fact two items in respect of the Adjustment Appropriation Bill. One item is to consider, and the other item is to adopt a report. And as I understand it, this is the first opportunity that this committee has to consider the amendments. On the second point by the Honourable Shorten, she says that you cannot bring amendments as a party. Well, I think there's nothing in the rules that prevent parties bringing amendments. And in fact, Parliament is exactly the place where parties, through their representatives like myself and Mr. Toplin, should bring and do have a duty to bring amendments. On the third issue, I mean, it's argued that this is the 11th hour. Well, the truth of the matter is this is the first opportunity this committee has had to consider the bill. So, in fact, we are not introducing our amendments at the 11th hour. We're introducing our amendments at the first opportunity this committee has to consider those amendments. To the extent that the program is constrained, it is constrained by the fact that the parliamentary program is not properly structured. And if it was, there would be at least 4 days, even 5 days, before this committee adopted the or planned to adopt its program, and the debate on the Adjustment Appropriation Bill in the House. So I reject all those three arguments on their merits.
Okay. All right, if I may just also add my input in this discussion. You see, the procedure is spelled out in the money bills. There is a process that has got to be followed, meaning that whilst we're considering or getting the public hearings and discussing the Adjustment Appropriation Bill, before considering it today, you were supposed to come in there. And that was going to allow us the opportunity, because it says, as soon as we have amendments in front of us, we have to make the Honorable Minister of Finance aware of those amendments. So we're supposed to call the Honorable Minister and brief the Minister on the amendments. What we have done, I hear you're saying these amendments were brought by the National Treasury. Actually, we called National Treasury because we had a concern. We had identified a need for amendments. So we called National Treasury following the money bills to brief the National Treasury about this, and then we then allowed, it is in the money bills. He must then go and consider what we have tabled to him. After consideration, he must bring a report. Now, what you're talking about is a report that the National Treasury brought in response to our identification of a need to amend. And then we said he must go, because we were not going to say, we were not going to push this down the minister's throat. So they did that and they brought a report. So what we did yesterday, we considered that report. But what we did also, because in terms of public hearings, we then said to all those people who came to appear before us, we wrote to them to say, where on the original there are these additions. Do you have any opinion? Can you see the process? I'm trying to follow procedure. Do you have any additional opinion on these ones? Because it was not in there. So we wrote to them, and they responded to say no. So which means public hearing was also at least attended to. After that, we then said yesterday, because the minister had to respond in writing, so we said yesterday to consider that response in writing. And we found that the minister, instead of taking the budget from another department, the minister took the budget from the treasury's budget items, and they found it, which then says there's no other department to consult on this matter, because it comes straight from them, and then they have then written, given us your bill B. There's the original that we received on the first day when he tabled, and then we've got the bill B, bill A, and bill B to consider in this meeting. Now, can you fit in this now, as we are sitting here about to adopt the report, and having gone through all the stages in terms of the money bills, and then this one just comes through the window like that? How do you fit it in within the work before us now, so that it also is dealt with procedurally? So, as far as I'm concerned, this came too late. We should have discussed it before today, where we are supposed to be adopting the report. So it's not discussed anyway. And also it comes as DA. It is true, ne, that if you want to propose, I'm sure DA should have come on during the public hearing. Your DA party should have come, because it was public hearings, to come and, you know, give us this proposal. After analysis of the budget, they then come and then give us these proposals at that stage, so that the report can also reflect on this one. So in other words, you are asking us to do something that is undoable in terms of the money bills, and in terms of the procedures that are prescribed for amendment of the bills. Do you want to come in? Okay.
Do I understand you correctly to suggest that members of this committee should introduce proposed amendments during public hearings?
No, I say DA. I'm not saying members of this committee. This committee is constituted in terms of the rules. It is a multi-party committee. And all of us, when we sit here, we sit here and we see ourselves as an engine room that is supposed to deal, in our case, with the budget proposals, starting from your MTBPS, okay, your appropriation bill, now busy with the MTBPS, yes, that's what I'm saying.
I don't confirm that's your belief. I think it's fundamentally flawed, but let's leave it at that. The more material point is, well, you say that it's undoable.
It's undoable.
It's actually perfectly doable. We would not be, if, as I understand it, if the committee were to, based on my amendment, if the committee were to decide to propose an amendment, the minister would have at least four days to consider it, and we would not be out of order, because we haven't exceeded the 30-day limit. So it's entirely doable. And I think the real question for this committee is why, given what we see in this bill, I'll give you a very good example.
Okay. Yeah.
Why, when this country is in the biggest fiscal crisis since the global financial meltdown,
okay,
why, when per capita incomes of people in South Africa have declined for 3 years, in other words, people are getting poorer, why is it that this committee sits back and does nothing, when you must know full well that buried in this adjustment budget is provision for 11.8 million rands worth of environment for ministerial costs? Why, just on this issue, does the committee not make a stand and use the powers that it has as Parliament in terms of the money bill and make a stand, rather than fall back on a convenient procedural issue? That's actually the question for this committee.
I know your concern is about us rising on a procedural issue. But procedures are there to be followed. And rules are there not to be bent. Now, procedurally, if you really wanted to make this input that you are only making now for the first time, this one, the one that you raised, you should have made when we were discussing, because this committee was meeting. But also, Mr. Meunier, I think you are not fair with us, because the program of this committee was circulated. And at the time, maybe at the time when we were discussing, because also it was adopted by here and it was circulated. Now, on top of the fact that you have the program, you want to come in with something that takes us out of that program. Where is fairness there? Number two, you say you need 4 days. That's why I'm saying now you want to take us out. Now, which means, you must remember, we're not in the programming. We submitted our program after it was adopted by this committee to our principals. When the programming of the of Parliament was adopted, that it was also informed by that program of action. So you were not here when we were adopting that program of action. And I'm saying it has informed. You can now come today on the last day, almost a day before we close, and then you come and raise this issue. It doesn't sound correct. So I pray that we all try our best, yeah, and be together here and focus on the program or on our desk. There's nothing wrong in people bringing in, when we advertise so that people can analyze the budget and come and bring in their inputs at that stage when we call them to come and make inputs. So I'm saying that was a window of an opportunity for DA alone. But here we are a committee. We are a mini parliament. So we have a specific role, which is, you know, one of them is amendment. When those amendments are brought here, according to procedurally, and allowing us space to follow this procedure step by step and not violate any one of them until we reach the stage of adopting the amendments. Yesterday we adopted, you are not here. Today after the adoption, you come and bring new amendments. Doesn't sound correct. In future, I'm sure you now know how to deal with this in future. Because we're not going to take, and members have not seen this. And out of the blue, they must then consider adopting this as amendments. I'm sure you can see where I'm coming from. Members are seeing this for the first time. Yesterday there was a motion of desirability when we're looking at the proposed amendments, and we adopted those amendments. So today we're here to just confirm and further adopt them. What did we adopt yesterday? It was the proposed amendment. Today we're actually considering those amendments from your original bill, A bill and B bill. Okay, can I allow the secretary to also add?
Yes, the purpose, after consultation the with purpose the of yesterday was to for the committee to consider whether we should factor the proposed amendments by National Treasury and draft a B bill, which is what we did. So it's not like it's the motion of desirability. It's not in line with the fact that we the motion of desirability must be done irrespective of whether there are proposed amendments or not.
Okay.
I just wanted to clarify that, Chair.
Okay. Honorable Member Kwabasa. Okay. Honorable Member Kwabasa.
Chairperson, I'm it's interesting that Honorable Meunier uses the issue of the issue around the economy and jobs to accuse this committee of not amending the budget. Yet in their own amendment, there is nothing that seeks to address those issues. No, you are rubbish.
Did you say rubbish?
Yeah.
It's not parliamentary, please. You know what? Let's contain ourselves. We're doing a good job.
term, I'll
it's
be
only
to,
it's
I'll
only now listen
I'll
it's only now that
them.
You want to spoil the good job, so my role is to make sure that you don't spoil it.
Chair, I'd be happy to
the rubbish part, let's withdraw it because it's not parliamentary.
I'd be happy to withdraw the remark, but I would draw the member's attention to our proposal.
Okay,
which,
let's allow him to finish. I only intervened to ask you to
$780 million environment to poor students.
No, please,
so
please, Mr. Maynard, can we please conduct ourselves in a manner that is, honorable. There's no other description for it because we are honorable members. So if you can help me to make sure that we continue as we have been working, you know. Honorable members, focus, factual, but also following the rules, not violating the rules, following the rules to the letter. The rules that apply in the House, they also apply here. So which means we should try and not be disorderly, must conduct ourselves in a manner that will not disrupt this meeting, and people are allowed to voice their view, but we must then discuss and arrive at a consensus. Thank you very much. Honorable Member Gawaza, are you still on the floor?
First you insult a state-owned enterprise and call it a zombie state-owned airline. And you want us to look at an insult and consider it.
Hmm.
We are not going to entertain insult to the state under the guise of proposed amendment. That's the first point. Second point, on the police, the Minister of Police, the Honorable Manuel, has himself spoken to this issue. And I'm certain that he will be making proposals to the National Treasurer on the fund.
You see, Honorable Member Gawaza, may I come in?
Yes.
I don't want us to entertain this. If you can generalize, because you start point by point, it's like we're considering it, and it will not be right, because I said it's not, we're not allowing it, but express your concern and whether you support that we proceed with this or you don't support that we proceed with this. But once you start, this one, it means you are considering it. We're not.
Okay.
I have said we mustn't consider it.
Thanks,
yes.
Thanks. There are issues here which are under consideration by some of which are being under consideration by the Presidential Fiscal Committee. Precisely for the reason of funding. Hopefully in the February budget. In fact, indeed, the indication is that the February budget is going to be dealing with those issues that are under consideration by the Presidential Fiscal Commission. Thirdly, there are areas that are being mentioned here, firemen and chiefs, etc., and so on, all of which are reallocated already. Now, what this proposal means is that we must start all over again, remove allocations that have been made already, shift them to somewhere else and turn this proposal. Meaning that we must start all over dealing with this bill, which means we might even have to go so far as to advertise for public hearings and start the process of the proposal. And as you have mentioned, Chairperson, we are now ready to consider and adopt the report. We are now asked to consider these amendments when there is no time to redo the process all over again, as per this proposal. It has come too late. We would have loved for this proposal to come to the attention of the committee a little earlier, so that it could be entertained, it could be given space for discussion and agreement or disagreement. It is not possible to do it now.
All right, I would like
to respond.
Are you responding? Okay, after that I would like Mr. Jenkins, if you have anything to say, to come in. Okay, And then Mr. Jenkins will be the last one. Am I reading the situation correctly? Okay. After Mr. Topham. Honorable, I'm sorry, Mr. Jenkins will come. Advocate Jenkins will come in.
Chair, just two issues where I believe the honorable member is incorrect. First of all, he says our proposals are not directed or do nothing for the poor. I just want to draw his attention to our second proposal, which is a 780 million rand proposal for 780 million rand adjustment on the higher education budget, precisely to assist poor students. The back of the envelope number suggests that we could probably assist about 9,500 poor students. So that's the first point. But I understand that the member doesn't support that.
All right, help us to round up this discussion so that we can continue with the business of the meeting.
You should not put words into my mouth. Don't put words into my mouth.
Chair, then.
Because you know what the ANC stands for on this particular issue you are raising, and you have been opposed to it.
What does the ANC stand for? The ANC stands for an 11.8.
I don't want to allow this engagement. It is not in the best interest of the committee.
My last point, Chair. On the whole question of SAA being a zombie state-owned airline, I understand that the language might not be what the member considers appropriate, but the fact is, in this budget, in the adjustments budget, we are providing a 10 billion rand bailout for SAA.
We've already discussed that. You were not part of that meeting, so that's why I don't want to entertain it. It was discussed when you were not here.
But I understand where the member stands.
Honourable Member Topham, excuse me, Honourable Whip. Honourable Whip, can you allow me to run this meeting according to the rules? Thanks. Do you want to say something, Honourable?
Yes.
Okay. Because, okay. Sorry. I actually recognized you come late. You came a little bit late. So if you can help me to run this thing smoothly. You know, when I've said this is the last one, then at that point I must say I also want to come in. So I've said the last one before. You're done. I'm not going to allow you any more. You've had your time. And then Honorable Member Topham, but I'll give Honorable Member Snukwanyane. In future, help me. As I say, this is the last one. If you want to come in at that point, so that I then also consider you. Okay, thanks. Honourable Member Topham.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just two things. If there were any amendments, we wouldn't have to re-ask public opinion. That's why we don't have to, for instance, on the proposal from the Minister of Finance, we don't have to put it back to public participation again. That's the purpose of, you have initial public participation, you get people's inputs, changes are made by this committee, and that's fine. You don't have to go back to public participation. On the matter of, instance, the 10 billion, yes, we've discussed it before, but today we're approving it. Today we're rubber stamping it correctly or not. And the DA just saying we don't agree with it, and that's why we say no. So it would be correct to, at this point in time, vote against us, effectively. So that's why we're taking out of our amendment. I think we do need to look at the, in my opinion, today is the right time to propose amendments. But perhaps for next year, in the whole process, we can have a discussion. Place a specific point. Members adjustments or something like that, because up to date we haven't really had an opportunity. We've heard inputs, the ministerial cars was a question which David asked, for instance, and they responded in writing. And so at no point in time could we actually then effectively set on the agenda, but by the way, if we've got a response, let's make an amendment to that. So today when we see the thing, amendment discussion of amendments, we think it's the right place to do it. So if it's wrong, we need to clarify it more clearly for next year. And I think that's all.
Okay. Where you say members didn't have an opportunity to make their own input. Yesterday, when we were considering the amendments, okay, let me put it this way. The other day when we came up with amendments to Home Affairs, that was an opportunity for you to say, okay, I also would like us to consider these amendments. We're discussing in the presence of the National Treasurer. Because whatever amendments, they must still go via National Treasury. National Treasury need to look at them and still come back to us and tell us about whether he agrees with us or not. So this time, yesterday's letter, he was agreeing with us. It's not amendments by the, he was agreeing with us. So you had an opportunity. So that's why I keep saying people must be vigilant when we're in this meeting. They must come in timeously with your interventions. And you know, here you are allowed to express yourself freely, but timeously so. And then, Honorable Members, Nukwanyane.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. First, let me just start by saying it's very noble of the DA to suddenly becoming advocates of the poor, like you are saying. And the issues that you are raising are issues that have been raised. And I think, it's, like I said earlier, it's a pattern. Even last day, it was like you want to actually impose things that you think, because I suppose you undermine other people that maybe you are the think tanks or whatever, but you come up with ideas which we have said, if they come earlier, we could have engaged, whether they are good or bad. But as things stand now, the position of things that we are not prepared to swallow. And we cannot be undermined to that extent that somebody is going to just push things down our doors. And I wanted to repeat that.
Okay.
In future, you must make sure that you engage with people. Because this is the mentality that has brought this country to what it is. That there were people who thought that they think they know better, and others don't know anything. But no matter who, people have to engage and come out with solutions. It doesn't matter. I mean, you have decided on environments and whatnot, but there have been environments that have been adopted, and these new things, that is just a matter of you are saying, not like that, but like this. But you can't have a small component of people coming up with decisions against the thinking of the rest of the people. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. I will now ask Advocate Jenkins just to your input.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. I don't actually have anything
okay to
input in this. This is a programming matter. I mean, the money board sets the outer limits to deal with this bill at 30 days, 50 working days from the date of introduction of the budget, which I think was 25 October. So we can work that out easily. But other than that, it's a programming issue.
The 30 days?
30 days.
It says within 30 days.
Yes.
Am I correct? And then we then decided that within that 30 days, this is the program that will follow. And it was circulated to members firstly, for members to make inputs. We came to this meeting to deliberate on that program of action, and as members we adopted it. So we can't open it today when we are about to close tomorrow. Okay. And as I put it, the bigger picture, the bigger program of Parliament is informed also by our program. Okay, thanks. All right, then we will then move on, but thank you so much for the discussion. Remember, we are allowed to discuss, but then what's important is that we reach a consensus. Honourable Members, Honourable Member Mainier has tabled a proposal for amendments. I now put it to you. Do you accept the amendments? Do you want us to accept the amendments?
No.
But you can't say no, Pele. You raise your hand, we proceed normally. She's not going to make us to violate the normal procedures now. We follow the procedures, you know, as prescribed. Okay, Honorable Members, Nukanyani.
Okay, thank you, Chair. I, Doreen Simbanyane, object to the proposal.
Honorable Member Shopestole.
I, Sheila Kolingo Kempani Shopestole, support Doreen.
Hey, he nearly jumped out of his chair.
Chair, support our objection.
Okay, thank you very much. So, yeah, you'll record the
objection.
No, that's okay. It's procedure. It will be recorded as such, as long as we do things within the parameters of the law, even procedures. Ne? Yeah, okay. All right, thank you very much. Shall we then proceed with this one? And here I really would want all your attention. And let's not disrupt unnecessarily and focus so that we avoid mistakes. All right, I'm going to use the bill, it's Bill A, BA, to consider, okay, to consider the amendments to the 2017 Adjustments Appropriation Bill. All right, honorable members, on BA number one, it says on page 4, in the third column, replace 1.246800 with 346800. I'll tell you why I will call these numbers like this, so that I don't make a mistake. Ne? Instead of a million, then I say a billion. Instead of a billion, I say a million. So I think you understand. Is that acceptable? So that we, because here you can't make a mistake. Yeah. Ne? Am I right? Am I right, Advocate Jenkins? You can't afford.
Billion from mistakes.
not expensive mistakes. Ne? Okay, no, that's fine. So do you have it? If you open your original bill, page 4, the bottom column, and then the third line. 1, 2, 3.
It's a column.
1, 2, 3.
Column 3.
Then this one. Bottom line. Okay. Column 3. Do you see it? Okay. Page 4 of the original bill. Under Home Affairs, column 3, it reads 1240262. Can you see it?
No, it's 1246800.
All right, no. Then it's not column 3, it's column 2. Look at column 2, ne? That's why I want us to do it slowly but sure.
This is the third column. There's also a column there. The
here.
1, 2, 3.
You see this empty space here? They say it's a column. I skipped it. I thought. But they say it's a column. Where there's nothing. It's column.
Yeah,
1, 2. So column 3. Because I read the wrong column 3. On item number 1, it says, on page 4, in the third column, replace 1246800 with 1346800. Now you will see the 1346800 on Bill B. Do you have Bill B? Do you see this change? So do we then agree with this change? Agreed. Thank you very much. We then go back to BA. It says on page 4, in the fourth column, under current payment, which is goods and services, replace 1240252 with 1340252. Now let's go to under Home Affairs. The 1, 2, 4, replace 1, 2, 4, 6, 8. We are done with that one now. Okay, the 1240, you see that one? 252. Then you go to, are we born? Okay, Home Affairs. Next, the third column. Remember, me the first I read a wrong column. Buga dema. Nine. 1, 2. No, I'm helping the one who says she needs help. Can I be assisted? We are born a bunch. Do you see it? This is column 1, the small one. 2, 3, 4. So we are now on column 4. It says you must replace that with 1, 3, 4. Then you must then move to build. It's B. Build. There's build A, B A, and B B. Ne? B B. Look at the same column that has now been corrected, or there's a replacement of 1, 3, 4, 0, 2, 5, 2. Do we all have it? Do we agree?
Agreed.
Thank you very much. Shall we move to 3? I'm sure we will move faster when we, because for now it's because we are starting.
Yeah,
so that's why we must have patience with one another.
It's new for all of us.
And new for all of us, but it's better. It's even correct that you do it correctly the first time around.
Okay.
Mm. All right. So number 3 of this of the thin bill, which is bill A. On page 4, in the third column, in main division 1, administration, replace 371722. Do you see it?
Yeah.
With 471722. Okay, are we in agreement? Have we found it? Firstly, let me check if we found it. So we found it.
Yep.
Okay. Shall we then, are we in agreement on this amendment? Agreed?
Agreed.
But I want you to talk to me, members. Please convince me. Let's all, you know, speak out so that I can be convinced that yes, it's agreed to. Thank you very much. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we are now on
number 4.
On number 4, ne? It says on page 4 in the fourth column under current payments, in main division 1, replace 365174. Current.
Yeah.
Replace 365174 with 465174. Do you have it? Members, do you have it? Okay. I want to wait for all of you. Honorable Member Topham, do you have it? You're following. All right. So, do we agree with this amendment? Agreed to? Agreed? Agreed. Mustn't apply it for too long. We don't have, we still have a report, a long report to consider. So, okay, but agreed?
Yeah.
Agreed. Thank you very much. All right, we're now on item number 5 of that bill A. On page 4 in the second column, delete of which?
Of which
we delete of which it should be here.
It should be
deleted.
Do
you see that amendment? Just to delete. Agreed?
Right, agreed.
Thank you very much. Yes, under administration, still in the same home affairs column. Agreed? Agreed. Agreed?
Agreed.
Okay. I'll tell you what I'm going to do now to make sure that we all participate in this. I will ask this side if they agree, and then come this side if they agree, you know? Okay, just to ensure that everybody participates. For now, I'm not convinced. I know this process is new, and we're taking it step by step, slowly but sure, but at least you must respond. All right. So we're now on item number 6, on page 4, in the fourth column, under current payment, delete 100. Million. You remember this is the 100 million that was taken and we're reversing it back. So it must be deleted from the from the original one.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed? Okay, this side. Do you agree that we delete 100 million? Agreed. And this side, do you agree that we delete 100 million? Agreed. Thank you very much.
MJ?
Yes.
We voted the A's abstention on all voting.
Okay. No, that's fine. Okay. It will be...
Yeah,
but in terms of the...
No, they don't agree, but they're abstaining.
Oh, yeah. Abstaining.
Yeah.
But okay. All right. No, that's okay. I can't hear you. Okay, thank you very much. Shall we make progress? We now move to vote number 7 of the schedule, National Treasury, on page 5. We're busy with vote
5.
Yeah. So let's go to vote 7. All right. Third column. Replace 9785086. Do you see that? Column 3. 97. We replace that 97 on column 3. And we replace it with 9685086. It will be in your bill B. Ne? Can you see what's happening? Ne? The 97 is replaced on the bill B, is replaced with 9685. Are we in agreement with this amendment?
Agreed.
Thank you very much. And then we go to... Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you what's happening. So why we have to agree? We are adjusting because we are adjusting the budget because National Treasury took the 100 million that is reversing from its budget. So we are adjusting. Where they've taken, we must adjust. It must come down. That's what we are doing now. But procedurally, we are allowing members to agree to it in the meeting. To formalize it. We are formalizing it. Does it make sense? It's not like it's a new thing.
We object to any of the... Mm.
So you are objecting.
Yes.
Actually, you are objecting to the amendments.
I'm the principle behind it.
Okay.
I'm agreeing that what you see on the Bevo has been applied to the principle behind it.
Okay. Now, in terms of the rules, it's rule 288, 3, sub section F. It says, if, for instance, you're not agreeing to this amendment, ne? Specify in which respects and why there was no consensus. Come again? Rule 288, subsection 3, F.
And Chair, I submit that would be for the committee as a whole. So if the committee as a whole voted against it, then you would have to put that basis down.
Okay, all right. Fortunately,
I think you would not want to break it down every single objecting party to put down why they objected to it. That would be
okay. I'm happy you've raised this. Remember, we're still on a very sharp learning curve on this one because we're doing it for the very first time since 2009. So we will then request Advocate Jenkins to interpret this for us so that there's correct interpretation and the same understanding of the rules. 288, subsection 3, F.
As advocate is still consulting, can I say make a quick comment?
Okay, you can come in.
On the issue of the principal, as honourable member has raised, the main issue is that 100 million is being shifted from a vote to another vote. So the changes that we are seeing now, it's because when you make the shift, there are changes that are affected on a program that you move this to program one, but it should equate to 100 million overall. So all the lines we are going through is that as Treasury was moving the 100 million from each vote, it had to affect the changes not from one item only, but there are various programs that were affected. So hence all these items that we have to go through line by line. But fundamentally the principle behind it is that 100 million has been shifted to support Home Affairs with the modernization project. So that's the principle. Each other the changes are technical because 25 million was taken from here, 10 million from elsewhere, then it changes the program structure.
Does it make sense?
I see the explanation, but I mean, just go behind making the
shift. We don't agree. Okay. Let's first get the interpretation, and then you can then come in and, put your story so that we see whether it fits in well after the interpretation. Is what we are doing.
Mm. Thank you, ma'am. I think this rule is that the rule that applies where a committee or a party in the committee will record its reservation. We'll just say they in principle don't agree with the amendments that were made, or even if they don't agree with the bill itself. Never mind the amendments to the bill that was introduced, just to say so it's not a it's easier to say what it's not. It's not a minority report. It's not a minority report. And this is not about rejecting the proposals that came from the Democratic Alliance. This is about when you're going through the clause by clause, more or less like you're doing now, to say either on specific clauses there was an objection from a party, or as a whole on the principle of these amendments, or thirdly, I think the bill as a total to say. So this is usually that last paragraph before the committee says we supported this bill as amended or whatever.
So for now, the rules do not apply. The rule that you have read now.
No, this rule applies when we report. So in the report, we need to record any political party's objection to the bill.
Okay,
or
Okay, in the report.
In the report, yes.
Okay, no, that's fine. So I'm sure. Let's look at that when we consider the report as well. Yeah,
so
okay.
The whole subsection is about the report.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Honourable members, we now move to. There was an adoption. Okay, honourable member Topham.
On the basis of that, I think it's safer to actually say that I don't abstain, that the DA actually objects, because it's a fundamental principle, the difference of what we would do. So that would be the basis. Our way of reappropriating would be different from the committee's way, which is fine.
Okay. Agreed. Do we all understand? Yes.
Government, we wouldn't duplicate things, so on the same principle that we have to do the
say, okay, you know, let me tell you something. So, are you saying, if it, listen, Mr. Paulson, Mr. Paulson, and Honourable Member, are you saying, if it ever happens, ne? If, no, listen, I'm ruling now. If it happens, are you saying, if we are part of that, we must not agree to everything that you are doing.
I can't imagine what
okay.
The few days of
no, that's fine.
Being part of such a parliament.
Okay. No, that's fine. As long as we will know how to record ne, their objection and DA's objection. Ne? All right.
Since you raised that last bit, I just want to put my input onto that. In general, if the opposition party were to agree with the ruling party on the main document, which is a budget, it's almost like saying, well, why have an opposition party? Because it's the theoretical, because the whole policy of the whole ideological differences of how two different parties would actually do things. It's almost impossible for an opposition party to ever, there are exceptions, to agree in principle on most budgets anywhere in the world. I would submit.
I thought the budget process is an exceptional case, but it's fine. Let's proceed. Then number two, on page 5, in the fifth column, All right. Under transfers and subsidies, replace 23763 with 331763. It's in brackets. Agreed. Thank you very much. So we move to number 3 on page 5 in the third column in main division 8. Replace 264814 with 314814. Agreed, thank you. Number 4, on page 5, in the fifth column, under transfers and subsidies in main division and technical support and development finance, replace 230000 with 280000. Agreed?
Agreed.
I see your hand up, Mr. Paulson. You agree, ne? On this one? Oh, okay.
All right.
And remember, Shoppers Toilet?
No, you're thinking about the time when you will be
Okay. Okay, number 4?
No, number 5.
Oh, number 4, we're done. Number 5, on page 5, in the fifth column, under transfers and subsidies for main division 8, technical support and development finance, in respect of government technical advisory center, facilitation of public funds for job creation initiative, replace 230000 with 280000. Agreed?
Agreed.
Thank you. We move to item number 6. On page 6, before main division 10, financial intelligence and state security, A, in the second column, insert 9 revenue administration. Of which departmental agencies and accounts, South African Revenue Service operations. In the third column, insert 50000. Third column. Agreed? I just want to check if we still form the quorum. Ne? We still form a quorum. Ne? All right. Agreed. And then C, in the fifth column, under transfers and subsidies, insert 50000. Agreed? Agreed? But do you see this, ne? There's a shift of 50000 and then an insertion of the transfer of that to the B bill and in the B bill we also register 50000. Agreed? That's six. We agreed, am I right? Sheila, your spectacles don't help me. Agreed? Oh, thank you. I wanted to hear it with my ears. All right. Next page, page 3. On page 9. Now we go to page 9. In the second column, in main division, okay, it will be the column 18. You see column, the first one is column 18, and then it says here in the second column of column 18, the second column in main division 2, yes, incarceration, replace repair and maintenance of correctional and other facilities with property payment municipal services. Agreed? Honorable members, let me thank you for your cooperation on this one. So the amendments. Okay. So we have all agreed to these amendments. I was at least getting some advice because he worked very closely with Mr. Advocate Jenkins. So this is going to be reprinted and it will be tabled in the house tomorrow with it's BB, ne? This is BA and BB. They will be tabled in the house tomorrow. We will then discuss how are they tabled. You'll advise us because we're doing this for the first time. Or we just table, like when you do an introductory and then you table all of it. Okay, that's, Mr. Advocate Jenkins.
The report of the committee approving these amendments.
Yes.
Included, or must include, the so-called A-list. The A-list is what we've just gone through.
Okay.
So that's the report of the committee.
Okay.
Now, for this committee to vote on the bill, you must have the final version in front of you as well.
Mm.
So that's the B version which you have here today. So the committee votes on the B version, but one can get too technical about it, but the B version must still be approved by the House. So there's no tabling that's going to happen tomorrow. All that's going to happen is the report is going to be in the House, included with the A-list, and then the House will adopt it and basically adopt the B version, the final version of the bill, which will be before the House and will be available to members electronically and in hard copy as well, I assume.
Mm.
But members, it's available, members can find copies of it at the stores and they'll find an electronic copy on the website.
Mm. Okay, and the report will be ATC today, am I right?
The report will be ATC today.
Yeah, okay. The latest, so so that we're not late also with our submission.
No, it must be ATC today, ma'am. If you vote,
say the latest time.
The ATC gets done round about between 5 and 8 o'clock at night.
Oh, okay, then you still say.
We don't want to use.
Yeah, but
we
I'm sure you will do it when we are in the house, ne? You
yeah.
don't have to wait until 5 o'clock. Procrastination is the thief of time.
Yeah. There's only one ATC per day.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll
oh.
wait for everybody
so
else and stuff that must come into the ATC.
Okay.
But the sooner the better.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Shall we go back to our agenda? Consideration of... What is the hand?
Yeah.
Yeah, the report. Is it the declarations or debate on the report?
There will be a debate.
A debate, yes. It's a debate. I'm trying to correct declaration. There's a debate. Yeah. Okay, so that's fine. Shall we then consider the report on the 2017 medium-term budget
no.
policies?
No, we are considering the report on the adjustments appropriation.
Oh, start with the adjusted first. Mm. Consideration of report on the 2017 adjustments appropriation bill. Okay. Honourable members, the report was circulated to members. I just want to check if all members received the report. When was it circulated? Okay. Shall we then consider the report? I think if we move faster, if we respond faster, it will assist us to finish on time. All right. We are now on page one. First paragraph, are there any corrections on first paragraph? None. We move to paragraph two.
Chair.
Yes, Honorable Whip.
Just grammatical correction.
Yes,
in the last,
okay.
The last sentence, the communication and postal services were also invited to make oral.
Okay, oral presentation.
And oral presentations.
Okay. Agreed on the correction?
Yes.
Oral, okay. Let's move to page two. On page two, I've got the bottom. And are there any corrections on the bottom list? 1, 2, 3, 4 bullets. How many bullets? None. We move to the next paragraph. The second paragraph. Are there any corrections on the second paragraph?
Sure.
Yes, ma'am.
On that paragraph, it says the 2017
MTF. Is it the previous page?
The second.
Second page, okay.
Where it says the virtuous cycle. I was wondering if they didn't want to say vicious cycle.
Oh, I think it's the NTPPS. I think it's the NTPPS.
Comment? Yeah.
Oh, okay, I shall say.
Okay. Thank you. Shall we then, if there's none on this page, shall we then go to the third page? Are there any corrections on the first column there? Any corrections? All right. The third one, table two. Table three. None. Okay. Shall we then move to page four? Table four. Table five. Actually, there will be no corrections here because of this was extracted as is from National Treasury's 2017. Okay,
yeah.
So page 5, table 6, table 7, then there's a paragraph under table 7, paragraph 3, any corrections, paragraph 3.1, none. Let's move to page 6. Okay.
3.1, the first line, Department of Foreign Affairs.
Yes.
The apostrophe after it.
Okay,
yes.
It's small, but it's a mistake. So let's correct. Thanks. Thanks for raising it, Honorable Member Cobaza. Page 6. Any corrections? First paragraph, where there are bullets, and then the following paragraph, and then A, vote 7. Any corrections there? Okay. A here, and then Roman figure 1. None. Shall we then go to page 7? Roman figure 2. Roman figure 3. And then the paragraph, okay. 4. 5. 6. Paragraph 3.2. Any corrections? None. Vehement and adjustments. Any corrections? None. Page 8. First paragraph. Are there any corrections on paragraph 1? Paragraph 2? Paragraph 3.3? Okay. Paragraph 3.3.1. Page 9. Okay. The two paragraphs of bullets, sorry. And then we go to table 8. Paragraph 3.4. Paragraph 4.1. Okay, the next paragraph. Let's start with 30th June. 28th September. National Treasurer, you know that you are also participating, right? Because we must not misrepresent you here. Right? Okay. So if you find something, please feel free to assist us to correct. All right. The paragraph starts with National Treasury. The bullets. National Treasury. Page 11, Financial and Fiscal Commission. Any correction there? The next paragraph that starts with FFC. And the next paragraph that starts with FFC proposed. We now move to page 12.
Sorry,
Chair. Yes, is it page 11 or 12?
Oh, no, I don't think correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Page 12, the first paragraph. The second paragraph. The third paragraph that starts with 4.3. We're going down to a paragraph that starts with Mr. Mutsuhi. We now move to the next page, which is page 13. The two 4.4 paragraphs. Okay, 5.4.5 paragraph. Page 14. The two bullets, are there any corrections? The last COSA 2 paragraph, we move to 4.6, South African Airways, any corrections? Page, we now move to page 15, the top paragraph, are there any corrections there? We move to paragraph 5.1, National Treasury, the first paragraph, the second paragraph, and the third paragraph. We then move to paragraph 16, I'm sorry, page 16, the top paragraph, 5.2, first paragraph, second paragraph, the third paragraph. The fourth paragraph, then we move to page, that was page 16, eh? So we move to page 17, the top paragraph, paragraph 6, 6.1, 6.2, 6.3, 6.4, 6.5. Right, we move to page 18. Six point six, 6.7, 6.8. Advocate, you know that you can also assist.
And I'm doing 7 jobs at once, but I will assist.
If we can just get your attention just today only, then we can allow you to go and do your 7 jobs somewhere. Okay, no, that's fine. Paragraph 6.8. 6.9, 6.10, 6.11. We now move to page 19. The first paragraph there. Second paragraph. Third paragraph, fourth paragraph, fifth paragraph, sixth paragraph, 6.15.
The committee's content about today.
Do we agree? Agreed. With that change, agreed. All right, thank you very much. Yes, ma'am.
This one for that support,
Okay, 614. The committee notes that SAPOS, yeah, there must be a, yeah, okay?
Okay, sure.
Thank you very much for your intervention. All right, so we move to page 20. Hmm? Okay, you're still on page 19, okay. 6.17. Yeah, that small apostrophe, can we remove it, Darren? Because we won't even know how to read it. Ma, where? Okay, thanks. All right, thank you very much. You go to 20.
6.18.
And I want you to take note of 618. You see there we are also raising a concern, which is true.
Yeah.
Communications did not come. Okay. And then 7. 7.1. The last sentence there, is it necessary?
Which part?
6.18. It was already we've raised concern. For instance, who's going to apply that concern?
No, it's...
Yeah, can we delete that one? No, not necessarily the same department.
Oh.
Yeah, but this one, yeah, Kumbula, for this process, this one in particular, we're talking about just that. This process, this one that they have violated. When they are called to come and justify their adjustment, they did not come. Because this one is in line with this process. We're only talking about it. And they're supposed to come and justify. They didn't come. And we did not, I don't say we must write it here, but we also did not get an apology. They didn't apologize.
So what are the consequences?
No, I'm just saying, at least we raise in concern. That's enough. Yeah, so we remove the consequences.
So if they can repeat it, and they will do it forever, we'll raise just concern.
Okay, all right. As long as we deal with it procedurally. Yes,
yeah, I also
madam.
The same thing that you noted, and I thought that maybe it should go to recommendation. We are recommending consequence monitoring. If we must have it, then I agree with you that it
it cannot be an obligation.
But also this consequence management, I was thinking that who are we saying must, we as this committee must write to who and report that this committee was called and they did not appear. Because it's us, so we're raising a concern now, formalizing it and directing it to who?
So the leader of the...
Should we not say...
But we don't write it, I'm just talking about the, how do we want to deal with it. Okay, I know you're on the floor, so...
Yeah.
Okay, must I allow her? Okay, but come to the deal, okay.
No, no, if departments are failing, or maybe the minister is failing to answer questions in the house, procedurally, this matter is reported to the speaker, and the speaker needs to talk to the leader of the government, basically.
Honorable member, Shoppers Toilet.
Procedurally, we write a report as we have written and we table it. And when we have tabled it, the speaker will hand it over to the leader of government business who is supposed to go through this report and make the correction. It's not for us to do.
Oh. All right, Advocate Jenkin, can you assist us here? We call a committee, remember we've got powers to summon anyone to come and appear before us. But this one did not come and they did not send an apology. So how do we deal with it? We reflect it in our report and that's the procedural way of dealing with it. So that we also say we mean well, must be seen to be meaning well. Our aim is to correct moving forward. It cannot happen.
Well, ma'am, you can't really, unless you summon them, you can't force them. But the committee can express its view on the matter. That's what the report is for. So the committee can say they are disappointed that they didn't come.
Mm.
It doesn't facilitate the process, for instance. And the committee can recommend that the House conveys this to the relevant minister.
Now you know how to put it under recommendations. Okay.
So the minister is aware of the matter.
Mm.
What I'm trying to say is you can't say to the minister, we demand an apology.
Hey, I'm telling you.
Because the minister, I think that's what you mean, like by being smart. I mean, it would be for the minister to take note of the committee's view on the matter.
And
address it, and respond to it.
And respond, yeah.
Being responsive is a constitutional imperative. So so that is it.
Okay, so we'll put it under recommendations. So we take it out from here?
Oh, no, it's fine there. We're going to recommend on it.
You'll recommend on it. Okay, we leave it here and then recommend on the observations. Okay. No, that's fine. Agreed?
Yeah.
Agreed, your eyes.
The minister was not aware that they are supposed to come.
No, okay, can you please respond to that one? I can't respond on your behalf.
Invitation was sent. Are we talking about communications now?
Mm.
Invitation was sent. It was acknowledged. And then the person who acknowledged the communication forwarded it to the Chief of Staff in Communications Ministry. Then we heard nothing afterwards. So it's something there to do with them. I don't know what happened specifically there.
Mm.
The other departments, we asked for them to respond in writing because we didn't have time to see all of them.
Mm.
So the other ones didn't respond to our request. Only a few human settlements and those ones. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
How do we deal with those who have not responded to our request?
They are also in the list.
Oh, you have listed them.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Oh, that's fine. Okay, I can see. Okay, all right. Okay, I think we're done. Okay, seven committee. Let's move fast before the bell rings. Okay. 7.2? The sitting. The sitting starts at, today is Wednesday, normally starts at 3, but we need to confirm whether it's 3 or sometimes they bring it forward. On Wednesday is the meeting, because... Ma? It's written 3, ne? Okay, normally... Yeah, it's a mistake. Okay, 7.3? Any correction on 7.3? Okay, let's move to 2.1. The two bullets, are there any corrections there? Okay, 7.4.
I was going to raise this issue, Chairperson.
Sapo, where is Sapo? 22.
Telecommunication and Postal Services. Remember yesterday they said there are two DDGs which are not
there. They're acting. They've been acting from 2015.
Yes. If we not add that after the first bullet, it says speedily finalize the appointment of both and executive management. Position.
Yeah, so
and
how do you
separate point?
And then you say,
the
can
DDG
you?
And the two DDGs.
Yeah, the I want you to help us formulate that sentence.
Yes.
Okay, no, we can just insert it as a bullet point. Ensure that the appointment for the two DDGs are speedily finalized.
Yeah.
Should it be just ensure the committee raised concern?
Oh, it's a recommendation.
Oh, it's a recommendation. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
Okay.
All right, let's go to 23, and then 24, 25, I'm checking if you are alert. Okay, thank you very much. Honorable members, we have just finished scrutinizing the report of the Standing Committee on Appropriations on the Adjustments Appropriation Bill, B25 of 2017, National Assembly, Section 77, dated 29 November 2017. Any proposal for adoption? Honorable Member Manana, seconded by Honorable Member Shopestol. Thank you very much. The report is now a true reflection of what transpired in our meeting. Next is consideration of report of 2017 medium term budget policy statement. Right, where's that report? Alright, the report was circulated and the assumption is that members have read the report. But shall we go paragraph by paragraph for correction or checking on the correctness of the report or of the facts in the report? Okay, page 1. Page 2, first paragraph, second.
I just want to read that one. I may even take to the report.
Okay. Yeah, it's on page 2, ne? Page 2, paragraph. Paragraph. Yeah, it's paragraph 2, line 2. Towards the end of
Yes, it's line 2.
Yeah. Objective. Yes. Do you want to correct?
Okay, it's because in this instance it's a positive association, so you would use the word virtuous. Virtuous would be in a negative association, for example, unemployment, poverty, inequality, virtuous cycle. But this one, in that instance, you would use a vicious cycle. But this one is growth, transformation, and competitiveness. And these constitute the virtuous circle. They feed into each other. You grow, you transform, and
okay.
You become competitive and what.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Honorable Member Snukwanyane.
Okay. Yeah.
Paragraph 3. Paragraph 4. Paragraph 5, which is 2. The two sub-paragraphs. Okay. 3, paragraph 1. Are we still together in the report? Can I be assisted?
Yes.
Paragraph 1. Then paragraph 2, the one with the bullets, and paragraph 3. Thank you. Page 4. We've got table 1 there and paragraph 2. All right. Page 5, table 2, paragraph 3, paragraph 4. All right. Page 6, paragraph 1, 2. 3, 4, 5, 2.1. Paragraph 1, 2, 3, 4. Page 7. Paragraph 1. Paragraph 2, paragraph 3, 4, paragraph 5, paragraph 6, paragraph 7, paragraph 8. We move to page 8. Okay, yes. Department of Performance Monitoring and Evaluation. It's
yeah.
True. Thank you. Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation. Yes. Agreed? Agreed. Thank you very much, Madam. It's highly appreciated. Page 8. Paragraph 1. 2. 3.1, 1, 2, page 9, 1, 2, paragraph 3, yes, sir. Come again, first paragraph, okay.
Summarize.
If we say summarize, do we need the that there key?
Okay, it's summarized, yeah.
Summarized. surmised.
Okay, that the key factors heightening. Okay, all right. No, that's fine. All these interventions are allowed so that we can discuss and reach a consensus on those matters raised. The second paragraph. The third paragraph. The fourth paragraph. The fifth paragraph. Page 10. First paragraph. Second paragraph. Third paragraph. Fourth. Fifth. 3.2. One, two, 11, page 11, first paragraph, second paragraph, third paragraph, fourth, fifth, sixth. Public Service Commission, strategy is available. Let's move to page 12. The top paragraphs, governance issues across the public service. First, second paragraph, third paragraph. Page 13, the first paragraph, second paragraph, third paragraph, fourth paragraph, that column. Page 14, the first paragraph, second paragraph, page 15, first. Second, third, fourth paragraph, fifth paragraph. Okay, and then under rural health, we've got the two paragraphs. Are there any corrections there? Nine. 16, the first, second paragraph, third paragraph. 17, basic education, health, human settlements, post-school education and training. Then social development, expanded public works. Page 18, first paragraph, second, third, fourth. page 19. First, second, third, fourth, fifth paragraph, page 20. First, second. 21, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. We move to 22. First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. We move to 23. First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. We move to 24.
No, at the end.
Okay. First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. We move to 25. First paragraph, second paragraph, third paragraph. Fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh paragraph. We then move to page 26. And here we must carefully apply our minds. Because there will be no later reclassification. Here about reclassification of the budget. Reclassification is the
4.30.
Okay, we go back.
Yes.
Okay.
That last sentence, the committee is of the view.
Yes, you're correct. Agreed, honorable members, is of the view. Should we only talk about ethics? What about professionalism? Because they go together.
Ethics and professionalism.
Yeah, ethics and professionalism. Then you then change law needs and say need to be re-emphasized. Okay. Yeah. Ethics and professionalism need to be re-emphasized in the work of government. Okay. 26. First paragraph. Yes, sir. Back to. Okay.
Yeah.
It's all right.
You know where we I think that yes, that same paragraph.
Mm.
Where we mention the. That they are still officials who continue to do business with the state despite the act that prohibits that. I don't know whether we need a recommendation or if we have not made it. I haven't quite.
No, we did not make one.
Yes.
There isn't one. Okay, no, another member can just indicate, then we can reflect what the member is saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something to the fact that those contracts with the state should be reviewed or curtailed.
Okay.
But violation of the law also is serious, should be taken seriously, right?
Yes, that's why. And we should, in fact, we should add that constitutes violation.
And there must be consequence management.
We should apply to. Okay, we'll apply to DPSA, D DPME and it wouldn't be necessarily the responsibility of the treasurer, because PSC, when they submitted to the committee, they did not specify which department is specifically violating this. They made a general observation across the public service. So
okay.
It would probably be advisable the committee to recommend it to those ministries who are responsible for overall issues of ethics and professionalism, which is DPSA, DPSA and then DPME as well, to entrench this as they roll out planning frameworks and so on. But to, and also to properly highlight it as an issue for FOSAT as well, put it in the agenda there, that there's an issue the committee has raised and it should form part of something to be considered, that all the digits, they apply it across the public service.
This story is correct, but it's too long. How do you put it in the recommendation?
Oh, no, as I'm talking, then will me and Darren will craft.
Okay, Honorable Thomas.
One more. I don't know whether it would be correct to, in this report, to quote the numbers that were quoted in the
PSC submission. Oh.
That and the Auditor General's audit report.
Okay.
So there were very specific things about the number of officials doing this.
So you want us to quote, ne?
Yes.
Okay. Observations are that. And then you then recommend corrective measures.
Yes, if possible, we can get the
ambulance.
Can get the
figure.
We'll get it.
Okay. All right. We then proceed to page 26. Page 27. The recommendation on health, on the outreach program to educate communities about ECMO, was in the speech. It's a good one. They must educate the community about the repercussions of Do you think I can say it here?
But we have it in that report.
Oh, okay. No,
yeah.
Then it's fine. Mm. I'm very late for another meeting.
Mm. One more
thing.
Where page? 28. 26. Okay. All right. We're 511, where we are asking National Treasury to develop mechanisms to prevent build up of unpaid accounts. I recall that it was Salga. Whether it was also Cocker, who was specific about the debt owed to the municipalities by provincial and national departments.
Yeah.
And then municipalities owing ESCOM and the water bonds.
Mm.
If we could also recommend that particular issue must be resolved speedily.
Okay.
Now, because water and sanitation now.
Switching off taps.
I'm paying the tap off water. If the municipalities are not paying, but the departments themselves are owing the municipalities even more than what the municipalities owe.
Okay.
So let's
should it be a finding, and then we formulate a recommendation, on that finding? It's a good one.
No, it's fine. I'm just looking for, because those inputs, we did include them in the DORA report. It's just that because it's, we had those, especially those inputs of the Treasury as well, on what municipalities need to do, and COFTA, and SALGA, with those amounts, we did include findings in the DORA, in the Division of Revenue report, and we did recommend. So, because we've done that there, then it did not it was not raised here in the MDP report as well. But I'm just trying to locate exactly what we said so that the committee is comfortable. Okay, I'll just locate it and then I'll share it with you.
Okay. We were on page 28. Are you? Yes, 28. On the same page 26?
Yes.
Okay.
5.1.1, bullet number 3, the last part of bullet number 3, there's got 2 bad facts, so it can be given to always that. This one. This follows, appropriate consequences be applied to those facts.
Yeah. The right one. Well, thank you so much. Thank you. Shall we then proceed with page 28? Anything coming on page 28? Any correction? Or any addition there? Okay. All right. Julian, are you happy so far?
Yeah, I think just for consistency, I see in the previous report we do organization some departments, full name, other departments.
Full name, yes?
Yeah, so I just stop what you want to use an abbreviation for the full name.
Okay. Do you all agree with the approach?
Okay.
Agreed. Thanks, ma. Thank you very much. Okay, we're now on page 29. Okay. Done. I know there's something.
Last sentence of 5.5. This should be cascaded down to all provincial departments.
Cascaded down? Yes, two. There's a two that is missing there. Okay. Provincial Health Department. All right. You wanted to say something,
if members can just indulge me for just a sec. Okay, I was typing, but there's a section within the report on page 20. Through you, Chair. It's something.
This report that we are considering now.
Yes.
Yeah. Page 20.
Okay, on page 20. There is a table there. It's something that's very new to the core committee, and it's in response to, for example, Honourable Member Whip did indicate yesterday that for all departments, the committee is drawing a line. We will not tolerate any more irregular, unauthorized, fruitless and wasteful expenditure. So what's there is we're going, the committee basically is alerting the House that these are the areas we are watching as a committee. Please be aware, next appropriation, in consultation with the other committees as well, these are areas where we might intervene, be it make allocations conditional or even amend the budget. It's something very new. I don't know if any parliament elsewhere in Africa has done this, but the committee is basically taking a stance. And having said that, entities that are included there, us and the team, there was one proposal, but we omitted it by mistake, but I want the committee to consider it is the inclusion of PRASA as well. AFS annual report of PRASA still outstanding. The previous financial year recorded, I think, 1.5 in regional expenditure, so it's an entity that the committee is interested in. We want to get to exactly what is happening in there. So if you can just include it.
Why don't we include it now? So when we adopt something that we know, what is it that we are adopting?
Yes, that's my proposal.
Where? On this column?
Just in the table where there's SABC, then we include PRASA as well.
Okay. You see, just PRASA then, eh? With the table, policy and budget execution, the last part we then say PRASA.
Yeah.
Then where you talk about unauthorized, fruitless,
it's there in the table, it's explained there as well. Yes, it's explained
here.
There. Okay, it's explained above the table why the table is there. I might not maybe have used the word unauthorized, but I used implementation weaknesses. I don't know if I should use the word.
On the state-owned entities, you know, in our engagement, all of us were convinced that this bailout is not enough. SAA has to be assisted to restructure their balance sheet, and then from there, because for now it's like we put this and it has been gobbled up. They've not been assisted to be able, because they need the balance sheet to go around knocking and convincing for investments. So where have we captured this in our recommendation? It must come as it is. It's shock. It's okay. It's a nice shock. Good. It's in the best interest of the country. Where have you put that? There must be a recommendation.
Not in the MTPPS. In
it was.
The
so now, you call them now. We were responding to the bailout. We wanted them to come and give us a plan on how they are going to use this bailout, only for us to discover that that thing is already gobbled up. Ma?
Yes, it's an adjustment, but I don't think we just recommended that conditions for SAA must be made.
Okay, in the adjustment.
Yeah,
report.
Much more strict.
Oh, yeah,
but
so
not what
this
the
one.
Chairperson is saying now.
What are you going to recommend?
Yeah, what the chairperson is saying now is not what's in the adjustment. I would recommend that we what the chairperson said now. It's something we can insert here in the MTPS, because we are recommending on what should happen in the next three years, and they should include support for SAA. It's something we can do.
Support this element there, but write it out so that we can hear what exactly you have written in there.
Okay, request 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise, honourable members, I must really thank you for. Yes, ma'am. Okay, open your so that we can hear, ma. Julian?
It's me, please. I think the committee is making strong recommendations to departments like the National Treasury, GP&T. But I think it's not enough to say that we require responses from relevant executive authorities. I think we must strengthen the bid by saying responses and an implementation plan. Because if we read through the recommendation, we're saying here that we must develop and implement.
Mm.
So I think you can respond by saying you are noting on the recommendation. But it's something else to develop an implementation plan. So I think it can just strengthen the recommendations of the committee.
Shouldn't we also add, because, you know, the concern that came up as we were engaging is that people have beautiful plans. The implementation side is lacking. So how do we put that? Because we must put that, must emphasize that. Implementation plan and an actual implementation. Eh? Does it make sense?
I think the implementation plan will indicate how you're going to implement it. So it will indicate the actual implementation. Because you need to implement the plan.
So
I think it's enough to say that we need responses and an implementation plan.
Okay. Are we in agreement?
Of course, yes.
You can say, of course, yes. These people brought plans here, but they have failed.
No implementation plan.
Okay.
Now we're looking for the implementation
plan. So that we use that as a yardstick to measure their performance.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Responses, you can say, I'm noting. That's the response.
Yeah, you're right.
I think you develop a plan.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's fine. Are you done? You're trying to while away time wise.
No, okay. No, I'm gonna keep. The Minister of Finance ensured that National Treasury support SAA in the implementation of its long-term turnaround strategy through the provision of appropriate financial, physical, and other resources.
Where is the support?
Oh, it's in the first line. The Minister of Finance ensured that National Treasury support SAA.
Okay,
in the implementation of its long-term turnaround strategy through the provision of appropriate means of financial, physical, and other resources.
Are you happy? I'm not sure what you mean by physical.
Okay, no, I can remove this last part.
Because
I think
it's got resources.
You said they have
expensive
only.
Equipment. So if they've got resources, they must go and buy that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, ma.
Okay.
No, I wanted to say we must be specific and not meander around. We must say at least the most funds or resources.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. All right. All right. I'm now
can
now
I,
that
can
this
can
has been included.
Just one last thing. On the issue that has been raised already on your regular unauthorized and wasteful expenditure. I think that we must be specific in quoting those. So that none of these departments guess what they do. Because some of them have repeated this kind of behavior over a couple of financial years and they are not improving. And Parliament must express itself on these issues.
Okay. Kosami, what about the 30 days payment? Because Leyo Vele it's a problem.
Yeah, that is.
And we've repeated ourselves on a corrective measure, but it doesn't look like there is there's cooperation there. So what do we say? That's when you can't not include. It's important. Because that's the one that bankrupts these SMMEs. And we want to avoid that. I guess it is now we want to promote for radical transformation, those small local SMMEs and all those things. So if they don't pay, they're not going to take off the ground. They'll be impacted upon negatively.
Okay, can I make a proposal?
Yes, please.
Okay. In the paragraph on page 20, just above the table for the risk statement, the committee may insert a statement that says the committee will not tolerate irregular, unauthorized, wasteful and fruitless expenditure, including the non-payment of invoices within 30 days. That's in the report. And then you can add an additional finding that states exactly that.
So this one is in the report, ne?
No, it's a proposal.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
If you make a sentence very long, a person will choose to do one thing or the other. We should
okay.
Then actually put a bullet point. One, we don't want irregular and fruitless expenditure. Two, 30 days payment rule must apply at all material times. And we make a follow-up by calling them every 3 months and ask them the same question.
But what role can National Treasury play there? Chief Procurement Office.
The responsibility to follow up departments is ours. We must delegate it to.
Okay.
Because they are also culprits.
All right.
So you must not exalt them above the other departments, because you will find that they themselves are not paying within 30 days.
Mm. Okay, we're now on item number 6. We must adopt this report now. We're waiting for inclusion of the additions.
Would we be wrong to suggest that should these not be complied with, the executive must reconsider the performance bonuses.
Yeah.
Something
to
that effect.
Wena ubuyaku khosa uthi ungaqala udile ngamabhonasi ebantu la. Yasuwa. Ngaqala Maria wathinta wena amabhonasi ebantu. Laba bamanje bafuna ukuthola bangaka produce. Am I right or wrong? Laba bamanje bayayidimanda. Okay, your hand was up. Yeah.
Paragraph 4.9.
Okay, 4.9?
Yes, 4.9. You say it already covered the day payment issue.
Okay.
As follows. The committee is of the view that the payment of invoices, suppliers within the prescribed 30 days is critical for SMEs and cooperatives. Right? Second sentence says the committee supports that the Minister of Finance.
The Minister of
Finance has called that there must be consequence management in this regard.
Yeah.
Right. This includes ensuring that government agreements of accounting officers and accounting authorities.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's in. Eh? Okay.
That's
no,
what 30 days, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's in. I'm happy
yeah,
with that one. But.
So
shouldn't we say departments must develop a mechanism to track down on invoices, because all of them, the rationale that they give behind this is they're waiting for invoices. Shouldn't they develop mechanisms to track invoices themselves? They must be proactive. Yes, ma'am?
No, that is not our responsibility. Our responsibility is for them to pay within 30 days. This story of invoices, when we write and tell them about it, they will come with another story. We must just make it short. We need these things done within 30 days. It is their responsibility to find a way, not ours. These people have got a master's degree in financial management.
Okay.
Chartered accountants, what can you do?
Beyond 30 days. Yeah.
Yeah, but I need to get it. Let them develop mechanism to track down on those invoices.
Okay, let me know.
It's a recommendation. Can we agree, Comrade Sheila?
Yeah.
Sorry. Honorable Member Sheila, in our recommendation, we actually, because Bafunak Jaila, they will come and give us the same answer. So let's take them to the next level. We must find, develop mechanisms to track down on invoices.
You can put it, but it's not what I would do that. Because
okay.
I know for a fact that they are lying to us something. It's not that. If you can go into their files and check, you find that they are also for invoices. That is just an excuse to the committee.
Yeah, I know some, but not all of them. So what are the other members saying? Because there must be a consensus. If there's no consensus, we throw it out. Put it in the dustbin. On the mechanism to track down on invoices. So they don't wait and then give us an excuse of people have not submitted invoices. It's an old story. So we must take them to another level. We push them to another level, which comes as a form of recommendation. Because if they come to us, we can then say to them, how far have you gone with this? We're looking for a solution.
On the solution chapter, you see, the problem is that if we say they must go and look for a mechanism, they'll come and tell us, yes, we developed a mechanism, but we discovered that it doesn't work while trying another mechanism. The president, the president, in any democracy in the world, if the head of state makes a pronouncement, administration must find a way of meeting that. You don't have to go and tell them, hey, do this. What? They come and see these people. They know how what they are going to do. I don't think that is the way we should do. Because another department will say something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your take, Ma?
I tend to agree with the member.
Okay.
Because I think the responsibility to get the invoices
is up to them.
With the department.
Okay.
And the embassy. Because you're going to get all sort of excuses if you claim they must develop a system. So I think it must be left to the department to get the invoices.
Okay, how many do you have? Honourable members, thank you so much. May I get a proposal for adoption? Honourable member Shopestole, Honourable member Gawaza second. Thank you very much. We're now going to look at the minutes. We can't go and adopt minutes when we come back. It will be so... Yeah, it will not be correct. It will be so stale. Yeah? Okay, so circulating, there are not many. It's only one copy, ne?
No.
Ah. Oh, last time we did not adopt them because there was no quorum. Okay, no, now I remember. Because they were circulated, I remember. Okay, so help us to adopt. Thank you so much, Advocate. And I'm sure you realize how much we need you here. You've helped us. On this one, you must ask him. I was saying, no, yeah, you take me by your hand and you walk the walk with me. After, I said, he must discuss with you and come and do that to me, you know, because I was at home. But thank you so much. Really, you've helped us. And so it means you are now part of this legacy.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. I must ask this
because
the finance.
Yes. Yes. You're allowed. You've done your work. Thanks. And if we don't see you, enjoy your festive season. Okay. See you next year.
Can I suggest that the secretariat always send him our program so that he forever is?
Okay, we've communicated with him. He's serving in so many, but where there's a pressing need, like today, even yesterday we spoke, I said, okay, I know you're busy with finance. The ones that are busy with bills too, ne? So I said, but today you must come here because, you know, so we are sharing him his one. So he always talks to me about. Okay, bye-bye. All right, can we then look at the minutes, ne? How many copies of the minutes, sir, do we have?
We have. I think they are. It's no, no, the others are coming there. I gave the.
This is Pangisapela. I might lose the quorum if you slow. So I need this quorum badly. National Treasury, thank you so much, and let's keep up the good work, and really enjoy the cooperation between ourselves. Yeah, and also we always learn from you, and I think you also learn from the members as the interrogator. So thank you so much, and indeed we wish you all of the best. Okay.
We can start. This is from 1 until 10 November. That's what you have expected.
On the one?
It's from 1 until 10 November, so we can start while she's dishing out the others. The others
so
are from
one.
30. Yeah, it's 1 and then go to the others.
Okay, I'm told the minutes we have. You see this copy? I'm told it's a back-to-back one in terms of dates. You see, on the 1st November, we had a meeting, and then back-to-back. Then there's another one on the 3rd of November. They're trying to save paper, ne?
Yes.
And then 7 November, so that they can get bonuses. 8 November. Yeah, okay, shall we start?
Yeah.
Now, the minutes of the 7th of the 1st of November were circulated, and the assumptions that members have read, shall we then look at the correctness of the minutes, page 1? The minutes of the 1st of November, page 1, page 2. Page 3. Yeah, page 3. Okay. Any proposal for adoption? Silence means contempt.
Banana.
Hmm? Banana. Only remember, Banana has proposed, and any seconder?
Shoppers toilet.
Okay. All right. Shoppers toilet, eh?
Yeah.
Let's go to the minutes of the 3rd of November. The minutes are circulated. The assumptions that members have read, the minutes. Shall we then look at corrections? Page 1. Page 2.
Correct. That's page 1 of the minutes on the 3rd. So it's correct. Page 2. Oh, no, that's page 2.
Page 3. Any proposal for adoption? Honourable Members, Nukwanyane?
Yes, on page 3 there's a question.
Ma? Page 3?
Oh, sorry. At the bottom of page 3,
yes.
3.1, the committee, not the committee.
That's on the 7th. That's for the one of the 7th.
Oh,
okay, stand. When you've already moved to the 7th. Okay. Yes. No, that's fine. Don't worry. It's also for the first time that we get the minutes like this. So that's why we're a little bit confused. But it's fine. All right. Any proposal for adoption of the minutes of the 3rd of November? Honorable Member Shoppers Toilet and Honorable Member Gwabaza, second. Then we move to the minutes of the 7th of November.
Now, let's go back to those minutes. There is a correction on paragraph, on 2, page 2.
Page 2 of the minutes of?
The minutes of the fair. Thank you. Was it on that committee?
That's on the 7th.
The 7th. When I saw Zubelenga. Yeah. Let's move. We're going to iPhone on the 7th.
Yeah, it's the 3rd.
The 3rd, Mokutulangale, you get to the minutes of the 7th.
I think I know what happened. I think I know what happened.
What?
She forgot to make a back to back. So that's let's leave them in the top, the ones that are full of them.
Oh, yes, ma? Minutes of the 7th?
Yes, I know. I want to suggest that in the last time.
Yeah, they do this.
I always like to go back to my minutes.
Yeah.
But these are not reader friends.
Yeah, right. I agree. Let it be for the first Nomfusi. Let it be for the first and the last time. I know you wanted to make things easy for us, but they're not as easy as you thought. Yeah, so thank you very much. So.
Yeah.
There are corrections in terms of the that I can't locate that big thing now where it's back to
back. What are we doing here?
Right. 7th November. Are we proceeding with the minutes of the 7th of November? The minutes were circulated. The assumption that is that members have read the minutes. Let's correct the set of minutes of the 7th of November.
The reason why we say in committees is because it was a joint meeting.
Well, they say why they say committees, it was a joint meeting.
With a select committee.
Yeah, joint meeting with the select committees on appropriations. Yeah. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I actually stopped what I was trying to say at the time because it was the wrong minute. Under deliberations, it says members were given the opportunity. And then it says the committee's questions for the SSP. I'm just thinking that members ask questions as well. Because when you say questions, it's like you're querying it or something.
Mm.
But also it's not committee that ask, the members that ask.
Okay, members were given on page 3, name, page 3 under deliberation. Members were given the opportunity to make comments and or sit in. So this is also ask questions, it's still that probably ask questions.
I thought instead of questions, yes.
Okay.
Because another question sounds like you were questioning what they were saying.
Okay.
Instead of asking questions,
or we leave it. You say to make comments, to discuss and make comments. To comment, to make comments, and we end there.
Yes,
how is it?
Hey. No. We're talking about this, the committee's questions.
Okay. Do we agree? The committee's questioned.
Yeah, the committee.
Yeah, that one does not sound does not sound friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So members raised questions or interrogated their presentation. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay. You can't say you questioned. You doubt.
We sometimes question.
All right. Page 5.
Four.
Any?
On page 4.
Or page 4.
that's the continuation of 3.1, but on the next page.
So if you say you don't have my, it means in your minutes, you call it page 4. Hey, I see.
The last sentence,
which
starts, the committee is further questioned whether increased investment in research and development. remove that colon. And
page 4.
Remove the comma.
Page 4. Remove questioned again in that sentence. I think when I remember Smukwanyana was correct. We don't question. We ask for clarity seeking questions. And then engage in a discussion. We must never again say we are questioning.
Mm.
Okay.
And then on 3.2.
2.2, okay, corrected. 3.2.
Again, the last sentence, the last long sentence.
Yeah.
It was further suggested that more emphasis needs to be placed on higher education and training, as well as the implementation of the national health insurance, and we stop there and cancel the rest.
Insurance, and we stop there.
Okay.
We only go as far as insurance, and then we cancel. Yeah? Okay. And then
on 3.3,
yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fifth line, towards the end of that fifth line, right at the end.
Yeah.
There should be full stop after grow, and then capital however, and comma.
However, then comma.
The rest is all.
Okay. Are we in agreement with the corrections raised by honourable member Gwabas? Agreed. Agreed. Good to know you, the mother. So she's using the voice just for the sake of which she's just super woman. Well, my babies, they have to be considered. You're very strong, less a member. Eh? Well, you're not there. Mogula, eh? But we need you for Ikoramla. Ikole. Alright. So, where are we now? We are now on the minutes of the 8th of November. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. 8th of November. The other one, Mosangi, there was a proposal. Yeah, and then I even said agreed. Yeah. All right. 8th November. These ones are short. If you can move faster, we're done with these ones. Now. Okay, let's consider the correction. Page 1, page 2. Yeah, 3.4 third line.
It should read heads of department, not head of department.
Heads of department. Shouldn't we say department? Heads of department. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or heads of department.
Department.
A.
He's got a red one.
Heads of department.
Mm.
Heads of department.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we are in agreement then, eh? Thank you very much. Do you agree with the correction? Agreed. All right, we then move to... Okay, we're done. Shall we then make a proposal for adoption? Any proposal? Honorable Member Shopestole? Any seconder? Honorable Member Jobaza, second. Minutes of the 9th of November. These minutes were circulated, and I assume that members did give themselves time to read. So let's look at the corrections. Okay, any correction? Minutes of the 9th, yes. First page, and then second page. Hey, my minutes, my name, we have.
Don't say that.
I suspect there's something wrong with the number. Hmm?
No, no. It's a good committee.
Page 4.
Yes.
On 3.1, that last bit of the sentence.
3.1?
Yeah.
Of the line.
That line, that it would be desirable that the funds were. Okay, let me read that whole sentence.
Yes.
Committee is noted with 450 million and unspent funds of the school infrastructure that were planned that would be returned to the National Revenue Fund and indicated that it would be desirable that the funds
should be desirable
be used.
That the funds be used?
And you remove where still.
Let's remove where still. Are you done, Honourable Doss? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are we in agreement with the correction? Agreed. May I get a proposal? Honourable Member Kwabaza. Any seconder? Honourable Member Shepherd-Todd. We move to the minutes of the 10th of November. As this committee works hard, this committee.
This one is full. This one is full.
Okay. Page 1.
But okay, let me.
Page 2.
Make something. Okay, I'll try.
Page 3. Page 4. Any proposal for adoption? I don't remember, Manana, let me see. Yeah, she was present. Yes. Oh, sorry, it's the first. Auntie Inga Panama, Mangan Punagwil and Vala Yonke Nubu. The 10th. Honorable Manana was not present on the 10th, ne? Honorable Member Shoppers Tole moves. Any seconder? Honorable Member Snukwanyan seconds. Thank you so much. You are forever present.
Now
thanks.
We go to 13.
So now we go to the minutes of the
13th.
There's a separate batch that we were given. Okay. Minutes of the 13th? Elena.
These ones are correct.
Okay. The minutes were circulated. And then we will ask to share the joke. No, we also want to laugh. You know what? It does remove stress. So we will next time, not now. Okay, page 1 of the minutes of the 13th. Page 2. Page 3? Page 4? Yes, sir. 3.2.
I don't know how correct it is to say the committee deliberated on whether FAA should be privatized or not.
This was not a discussion. No, we never. All that we said, we listened to their turnaround strategy, ne? and their challenges. We all congratulated them for being honest, in their reporting. And then from their challenges, we for the first time realized that no, the 10 point something billion, it was just a drop in an ocean, or the tip of an iceberg. As the bigger part is submerged under the water. So, and our viewers, they need to be assisted to restructure their balance sheet. And then, on their own, they must then go and find. Because for now, you have a new board. We have a new CEO. And they need financial assistance and support. They need, can you say political support? Support by the Department of National Treasury, and also financial assistance assistance to create that balance in their balance sheet.
Mm. Can I propose that we change that sentence, the committee deliberated?
Please speak louder so that I can hear you. There's a proposal on how we should restructure.
Can I propose that we say that
configure the sentence?
The committee deliberated on the SAA's turnaround strategy and how the challenges currently being experienced could be addressed. Because this meeting was with the PBO came there and briefed the committee in 10-15 minutes time, and then they ran off. Those things that the chairperson raised now were mentioned when the board and the
This is a PBO.
That is the PBO's one.
But did they bring our report?
They gave it very late. But I emailed it to all the members.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just thinking, I can't remember well too, but I know that one of the DA members was saying you must just sell this thing and privatize it.
Mr. Lee's.
But it's been said twice. When Mr. Lee raised it, it was the second time that it was raised. I think it was my fortune the first time. That's what I'm saying, I can't remember for so many meetings, but I think it could have come out of that somebody was saying it must be just private, I must sell this thing.
And
I think we shut it down. So by the way, that here is like this. We didn't really engage, we just...
Where it came up, it was in our meeting with SAA. So this one was a meeting with PBO. You're right. So let's... but actually, why must we put it if we have not agreed on it? We have not agreed on it. Yes, ma'am?
I would like to say don't put it anywhere near our report. And then the second one was... I like the way you were constructing the sentences, but Jaren disturbed you. It was very nice. So that we must support SAA.
National Treasure.
Yes, National Treasure must support SAA so they can buy their assets. I said if they don't understand why, we must tell them that those assets were sold by Coleman, and the cash was not reinvested in SAA.
Okay.
Because if in accounting, if you sell an asset, you actually gain another asset, which is cash. So the balance sheet doesn't change. In this instance, the asset was sold. The asset cost money did not come back to the balance sheet. That is what happened.
Okay. And then let's agree. I wanted to say, why don't we become specific and not beat about the bushes on the amount that they need to assist with? Because they did say that they need, if they can get so much, they think they will. How much? Yeah, let's put the amount. So, similar thing. If you say they must support them financially, presently, an amount of would assist them to restructure, to successfully restructure their balance sheet. And then from there, they are on their own. But you can see these people mean well. They really want to work. Mm.
Yeah. Those things are not part of these minutes here. Can we deal with these minutes when we get to the other minutes? And we'll talk about those things were never mentioned.
Agree to what Baron.
All right. I'm corrected, ne? What we're talking about now is in the next set of minutes. So this one is PBO. Shall we proceed? Shall we proceed with this one? And then we were on page 3. Page 4. Any proposal for adoption of the minutes of the Standing Committee on Appropriations for the 13th of November? Honorable Member Smukwanyane? Honorable Member Shopestall, were you there?
Yes.
Well, okay, yes, thanks. All right. And then it's 13 and then 15, ne?
Yeah.
Ooh, I have my minutes, my name. Okay. 15? The minutes were circulated on time. And then I will now request members to correct, to make corrections on the minutes. Page 1. Page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5. Any proposal for adoption? Honourable Member Manana, any seconder? Honourable Member Snukwanya. Minutes of the 17th? Hey, at least we're coming very close to finishing. Very, very close to finishing. Minutes were circulated on time. And the assumption that members have read the minutes. Shall we look at the correctness of the minutes? Page 1. Page 2. Are there any corrections? Page 3. Any corrections on page 3? Oh, yes. None, ne? Page 4?
Check on 5.2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9.
5.2?
Yeah,
that's 1.2.
Who is that above? I'm sure when I saw something up handy.
Which one is I?
17.
17?
Yes. Members are tired. But it's fine, we are finishing now.
Okay, that's fine.
Page? 3? 4? 5? 6. Any proposal for adoption? Honourable Member Manana?
Where are we going to write those things that you were saying?
Those things were all included in the report as well, but we're getting to those minutes.
Oh, we're still going to those minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we left with 2 sets of minutes.
Okay.
Mm. All right. Any proposal for adoption of the minutes of the 17th?
I propose.
Any seconder? Honourable Member Gobaza seconds. Minutes of the 21st of November? Okay, we then move on. To correct the minutes, page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5. Okay. Any proposal for adoption? Honourable Member Shopestole, Honourable Member Manana, seconded. Honourable Member Snukwanyane, third. The minutes of the 24th?
I'm looking for the one for the 22nd.
Oh. Okay, I'm told there's a set of the 22nd which has not been circulated. Minang now at 16. Neng Tifenda? Oh, 16. Mr. Kavaza.
I suppose because I was in the position, but I don't know how they came to us.
Yeah, auditor general. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
She probably forgot to bring the manager for the 22nd.
No,
Nomfuso, it's not much.
No, but Nomfuso can't take us back. She must bring that one. Shall we, for now, when we're waiting for the minutes of the 22nd, shall we consider the minutes of the 24th? Mjeli, did you tell her?
No, go on, Moni.
Okay. Let's see.
There's no call, there's nothing for the
22nd.
Let me just check, before we...
Yeah, right, it's the last time.
No,
24th November.
Is there nothing for the 22nd?
Members are hungry now, eh?
Yes, Home Affairs and what one?
22nd.
Yeah.
There's no 22nd.
Home Affairs
yeah.
And National Treasures.
Yeah.
That one is very important.
It's me. It's my fault, Chairperson.
Okay.
I forgot to do it.
Okay. No, that's fine. Let's look at the 24th of November.
This and talk it next time. Remember the 22nd.
But mustn't do that. You said want to finish this year's work this year.
We
don't move forward and backwards.
We still have yesterday's minutes.
It's a lot of minutes.
Number one. So we must try and correct every time so that we don't have such a big pile up. We are responsible for this.
For this mess, yeah. The members are responsible.
Taking responsibility. Okay, page one. Page two. Page 3, page 4, page 5. Any proposal? Honorable Wema Manana, any seconder? Honorable Shopestole. Okay, we are done. There's only one set that is outstanding. May I get your permission that we push it to next?
Yeah. No. Why not Friday?
Not
what's happening on Friday?
You want to meet on Friday? We're not meeting.
No, actually, no. Let me be honest with you. Ne? We're supposed to discuss and take it to management. Management did not sit. Now we think the matter, yeah, Friday, because members have worked so hard, we can still postpone it to early in the year. Because you see Friday we were supposed to review our work. We asked them to compile a report and do a review of our work, because there's no way in which you can work and you don't get a feedback on how hard you have worked, and give also your principals that feedback to say this is how hard they have worked and they deserve a bonus. Okay. We can only recommend, you know, most. A recommendation can be taken or it cannot be taken. Ne? You know that. Ne? So I'm trying to say that because I, for one, I know that you've worked hard and you've given us quality work. And indeed, where you have touched, those papers have become gold. So thank you so much. And you must keep up the good work. The problem with us praising you is... Complacent. my enemy here is complacent. But I can't also not tell you how hard you have worked and how happy we are with your work. and how you have made us to make quality inputs, né, and produce quality reports, and also make an impact. An impact especially in this one area of amendment, which was happening for the first time since this legislation was passed in 2009. There you've made a big impact. You must know there must be a bonus.
No,
I don't have that budget.
I'll pay for you.
I'm elated.
Who is it taking us out
there?
I'm elated that in our next engagement, in about 20 minutes, they won't be lunch for my work.
There. Okay. All right. It means then we've got to, we are done. Are there any announcements? Anyone getting married over December so that we can send the card? Anyone's birthday in December or anyone's, you know, next year, ne? Shami, next year, can you please give me a list of all these members' birth dates so that we recognize them? Yeah, 15th December. No, please, issue out invitations. I want to come there. I really want to come, eh? You don't know, I'll be so ready for that wedding. And I'll walk in style just to show them how happy I am. All right. Announcement, ne?
Yeah, announcement. You must all come with your shbelan for 7-7.
No, you mustn't force us to wear that thing. Remember, I can come with my Swazi attire. You come with that shbelan. Something. No. There's even a clause in the constitution that we tolerate each other's culture, religion, and culture, and all those things. So you can't force me to wear Bella Bella.
How hard we work for this committee. So when you come back, that should be our last day. I think it's going to be 13. So if you can relax.